Greetings, friends. This is a meditation I led for the Power of Community program hosted by the Houston Jung Center's Mind, Body, Spirit Institute. It was recorded live, so you might hear background noises. If you'd like to join the Power of Community for free weekly meditation sessions in English and Spanish, please see the link below. And if you'd like my free courses on Buddhist basics or my introduction to the Four Noble Truths, you can find links to those in the show notes too. May you and all beings be well. For today's meditation, it's a type of meditation that's really near and dear to my heart, and it's from the Tibetan tradition, and it's called Donglen, which means literally taking and giving. And what this meditation is really good for is cultivating a sense of compassion. Compassion, loving kindness, being able to be with uncomfortable feelings and still cultivate an open heart. And I think nowadays that's probably as important as ever, you know, with all the divisions in society and whatnot that's going on. So the counterintuitive thing about this, and I just want to explain it. Antonio has posted the link to sign up for the Power of Community, so you always get invited. So that's perfect. The thing that's counterintuitive about Donglen is you actually start by taking in the suffering, the discomfort, the anxiety, the whatever of someone else that you're imagining. So if you hear this and you're thinking like, wait, what is this? What's going on? I just want to say, don't worry. It will make sense. The whole point of this is to transform that suffering into the energy of compassion, the power of compassion. And I also just want to say one other thing here. Traditionally, in a Buddhist context, when you start cultivating compassion, you start with yourself and you work your way out. And I think a lot of us from the modern West have a hard time with that, actually, because we feel like I want to be the one giving. I don't want to be the one receiving. So I just want to let you know, you can do this meditation in a couple of different ways. I'm going to guide it talking about, you know, someone else, someone who's near and dear to you, who's maybe going through a difficult time. And you're totally welcome to use that. If you want to do a different version, which I find really powerful, what you can do is instead of picturing someone else who's going through a hard time, you can picture yourself at some past or future point in your life that was difficult. So if there was a time that was stressful or lonely or sad for you as a child, or if you know you're about to do something that's going to take you out of your comfort zone, like move or change jobs, you know, whatever, you can picture yourself in the future. So I just want to let you know, I'll try and guide it in a way that's kind of open, but it's well worth experimenting with that version of this type of meditation as well. Okay, enough talking. Let's settle into our meditative state, meditative posture. So nice straight back. And it's helpful if you can be as physically relaxed as possible. If you find it uncomfortable sitting, this is a meditation that you could do lying down. Personally, I prefer to sit. No, it's okay. I'm recording on my recorder here. Thank you, though. So we can just start by feeling into the seat of the body as we're resting on the cushion or chair, whatever you're sitting on. And let's just start by giving ourselves permission to relax and to be held and supported by our seat. You don't have to hold yourself up. The earth is here holding you up. So let that strong, vast, supportive earth support the floor beneath you, which supports your feet, supports your chair, supports your cushion. Let all the weight of your body just sink down and be held. Let's let's just take a few breaths, experiencing that sense of relaxing into the support of the earth. Just to continue relaxing, releasing whatever's been going on in the day, we can have a little extra attention to the out-breath. With every out-breath, just invite any stress, any agitated energy in your body, any tension in your muscles, invite all of that to flow out with the out-breath. And you might even, as you continue to focus on the out-breath, you might even feel your body kind of sinking, settling, getting heavier. Every out-breath, you're not pushing anything away, but if you find some area in your body that's tight, maybe your shoulders, maybe your face, maybe your abdomen, you're just feeling into that tension, and you're imagining that it flows out with the out-breath, and maybe you actually feel a change in your body. Maybe your shoulders settle. Maybe you feel your face just soften, relax. If you're sensitive to your body's energy, you can also feel into your energy and invite any agitated or anxious or any kind of energy that's going to get in the way of your meditation today, you can just invite it to flow out with the out-breath. As the body settles, as the energy settles, the mind also can settle. And today, this afternoon, as we begin to bring the mind into focus, it's a very gentle kind of focus. It's a very natural focus. We're not trying to really hold the mind on an object so much as we're noticing the release of tension, noticing the release of tightness, stress, or anxiety. Just allowing the mind to become more spacious, more sky-like. Now bring your attention to the heart center. So, roughly the center of the chest. Not your physical heart, but your energetic heart. I like to think of the heart center as almost a point of connection with the vastness of everything that is. And as you put your attention on the heart center, you can imagine, you can pretend that it begins to feel warm. You begin to feel some light, some radiance just sparkling in your heart center. And this is your natural luminosity. In Buddhism, we call it Buddha nature, but you could also call it the natural luminosity of the mind. You could call it Christ consciousness. You could just feel it as that spontaneous natural compassion that bubbles up at times. So let's start this practice by really invoking, really requesting this natural luminosity of our mind, this natural radiance of our heart, to support us, to teach us as we do this meditation how to open to this flow of compassion, powerful compassion. And in response, you can feel that this radiance at your heart center, that it grows, that your entire heart center now is luminous. And now, this is the time when we'll bring to mind someone other than our current self in this exact moment. So for you, this might be someone you know and love and care about who's going through a difficult time. Maybe you've heard news stories recently, the terrible war in Ukraine, of people who are sick, who are afraid, who face discrimination, face some kind of obstacle that we wish they were free from. You can also bring yourself in the past or future to mind. When you were dealing with something difficult when you were younger, or if you know you're going to have something difficult coming up in the future. And you might not want to choose the most difficult thing you've ever dealt with. You might want to just start, you know, with something a little easy. Maybe you got stressed out last week, or you lost your temper with someone. So you can bring that version of yourself to mind. And whoever it is, just give yourself a moment to let a person, an image, come to you. And then as you begin to have a sense of who you want to practice with today, you can imagine that person in front of you. And when I say imagine, it doesn't have to be visual. It could just be you have a sense of their presence. If you are a visual imaginer, like me, you can try and see their face, see their posture, see their clothes, see their facial expression. So just give yourself a moment for that person to become really clear in front of you. And now feel into that person's difficulty, their suffering, their stress, their anger, their sadness, whatever it is. Feel into it. Sometimes I imagine it's almost like their body is transparent, or like I'm seeing their pain in an X-ray, getting a clear sense of what's going on for them. I really feel it. This moment is compassion in a Buddhist sense. Feeling someone else's pain, discomfort, anxiety, just feeling it, not turning away. This is the moment when you can let your heart kind of crack open Let the pain someone else is experiencing, when you feel that pain, instead of armoring up, you can allow it to crack a little bit of your tough shell. You feel it. But we don't stop at feeling it. This is compassion, but it's a transformative compassion. So we feel the other person's discomfort, and we make the strong wish, may I relieve this person of this discomfort. I wish for it to be gone from them. I will take it from them. So now, with every in-breath, you're going to feel that you draw that suffering, that pain from this other person. And it might come in the form of smoke or tar, whatever feels appropriate, old bits of trash or rubbish. So with your in-breath, you're drawing that out from them. And eventually it's going to cross the space between you. So you're drawing it out. You can imagine it coming out with their breath from their mouth or their nostrils. You can imagine drawing it directly out from their heart center. However feels good to you, you draw it out and it crosses the space. And you can do this in your own time. I'll just describe it and you can let it happen as feels good to you. Eventually it's going to cross that space and then you breathe it in. So as it's coming across, you're still feeling the yuckiness, the ickiness of this pain or stress or whatever it is. No one wants this. But you want this person to be free from it. You want to transform it. So as it crosses the space, you have this tremendous courage. The courage of compassion. I will free you from this. And as you begin to breathe this in through your nostrils, this is when the magic happens. This gunk, these bits of paper, this dark tarry substance, whatever it is, you breathe it in and it goes down to your heart center. But when it touches the radiant light at your heart center, instead of gunking up your heart, all this gunk you're taking in from the other person, suddenly it just dissolves into intense, luminous, compassionate energy. So you just continue breathing in their gunk, letting it go down to your heart center, completely transforming it. This is the heart of the magic of Tibetan Buddhism. Recognizing that that gunk is nothing other than just energy. We think it's terrible, we experience it as suffering, but the light of wisdom and compassion allows it to dissolve back into energy. So this is what you're doing as you breathe in this gunk. And the more you breathe in the other person's gunk, the more they're actually free from it, in your imagination. And the more you breathe it into your heart center, the more radiant, the more powerful and luminous your heart becomes. So take a few more breaths, pull any remaining gunk out of this other person's body, in your imagination, and just completely dissolve it into light. Now, your heart center is like supercharged with all this energy from this other person's gunk that's now been totally dissolved back into light. And this is when we switch over from compassion to loving kindness. So in Buddhism, compassion is the wish for someone to be free of their suffering. Loving kindness is the wish for them to be happy, to have the causes of happiness, not just ordinary happiness, but complete liberation from all misunderstanding of life, so that they become fully, completely awakened. And if you'd like, you can call on that deep wisdom of your heart center. That's not just yours, it's connected with all the wisdom that's ever existed in the universe. You could call it sacred, you could call it divine. And now, with the support of this sacred element of yourself, now you begin to breathe out this light, this radiant energy from your heart center and offer it to the other person. So with every out-breath, maybe a beam of light goes from your heart center to their heart center, or maybe you breathe out this light from your nostrils and they breathe it in and it goes down to their heart center. Whatever feels good to you, just spend some breaths breathing this out, freely sharing this energy with this other person. And as their heart fills with this radiant energy of compassion and loving kindness, they begin to glow from the inside. And still you support them with your out-breaths, sharing this energy. Finally, the person in front of you has completely transformed. If they were looking angry or sad or anxious before, and now they're just radiant. Whatever challenges they might be facing, now they're going to face those challenges fully tapped into their sacred nature. So just take a moment and appreciate this transformation. Just feel the radiance between you. And finally, you can thank this other person for being your practice partner today. Allow this image to dissolve into light and to dissolve back into your heart center. And now, it's like you're completely suffused with this energy of light, compassion, loving kindness. You can just allow it to flow out from you throughout the entire world, our planet, throughout our solar system and our galaxy, out into the universe, until the entire universe is just resonating at the frequency of loving kindness. Your entire being is resonating at the frequency of loving kindness. Finally, you can bring your attention back to this planet, back to your own place, your own room, back into your own body, back into your heart center. And you can feel gratitude. Whatever gratitude or appreciation feels right to you, you can just appreciate that you have this sacred nature, and maybe it even helped you learn a little something through today's meditation. So we'll just spend a couple breaths resting in this radiant, open spaciousness. And finally, if you'd like to make any aspiration, maybe the wish to remain in contact with this sacred part of yourself, maybe the wish to have an easier time experiencing love and compassion toward yourself and others. Whatever feels good to you, you can make that aspiration now. And finally, we can come back up out of this meditative state. You feel ready, you can rejoin everyone else meditating this power of community session. So thank you for practicing with me, with all of us together. May you and all living beings be well.